Hare Krishna. Today I'm having a center council here. By center meaning our cultural center council meeting. And amongst the topics we're going to discuss is the topic of stopping to consume what our cow protection minister Balabhadra Prabhu calls blood milk here in Budapest. You've heard me talk a lot about this, and I'm going to request the council that as of the end of this month of April, we stop buying milk from shops or other outlets where the source of the milk is from cows who are both very badly treated and used as milk machines, and the others that ultimately they're led to a slaughterhouse. We can't just talk about these things. Ultimately, we really need to do something. There are obvious alternatives to that. The natural alternative, which Srila Prabhupada told us, is that our farms should supply the milk and milk products to our restaurants, temples, and so on. New Vrindavan is certainly capable of doing that. There's been a reluctance on part of both our, right now it's Budapest Center that we're talking about, Budapest Center and Krishna Valley. One is that once if Budapest Center says that they're going to purchase so much milk, then they have to realize that that's a real lifelong commitment, and it requires also a change in their financial management, because it's going to cost them more, what to speak of adding transport costs to it. And they have to stick with it, because once we make that commitment to take care of new cows and build up our herd, then they're with us. And just as in the same way as it's violence to purchase milk from cows that we know are led to the slaughterhouse, it's also going to be violence to make a commitment to take care of cows and then not do it. And what to speak of the fact that it will really lead New Vrindavan into a very serious situation. And then, of course, when we're taking responsibility, when we say we want milk from the farms, considering that every second calf that's born is going to be a bull, not going to be a cow, and the bull needs to be engaged, and it needs to have a cowherd man behind it, and cowherds have wives, and they have families, and they have homes, and so it's a very serious commitment. It's a real commitment to cow protection, not just talking about it, but really doing it. And there's a serious financial commitment that comes along with that, serious moral commitment that comes along with it, and obviously, even just finding the additional number of devotees who would be willing to dedicate themselves to that lifelong service is also not an easy thing. But it's what Srila Prabhupada wanted, and our business is ultimately to do what Srila Prabhupada wanted. Just the other day we had this program over here, and I was sitting at the table with one of our guests, and he asked about this. He asked about the food that we were eating, and he asked whether, you know, it came from our farms. And when I told him no, then he said that then how do you justify the fact that, you know, the milk that you're buying isn't coming from a source that's contrary to your very principles. And I said, I don't justify it. And that's why I wasn't eating when he was there he was eating, but it wasn't Thai. It's really time for us to walk our talk, as we say. And if we really believe in cow protection, let's not just talk about it, but let's really live it. I know that there are so many other arguments, but that's not mine. That may be others. Right now, we're just going to apply this solely to the Budapest Cultural Center. So it means that for the our Sunday feasts and other programs, public programs, as well as what the devotees consume and the deities, either we resolve, there will be some excess during the summer, milk in Yubajadam, which could probably serve the needs of the deities. And then over and above that, we as a center will use alternate foods. Perhaps I'll have to use soya, curd, instead of making curd. And what we have is what we have. And we'll have to make do with that. What individuals, devotees do, the needs of, for instance, children, of course you can make exception for that. We may even have excess that takes care of that. By that I mean farm excess. And what our restaurants are not included. Right now we're just starting off with this experiment, which means that by the end of this month, means the end of April, we're no longer purchasing milk or milk products from any other source other than Nivajadam. And if there's some kind of other supplements that can replace that food, then that's fine and good. Not ideal, certainly not what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to eat, but we need to draw the line, and now we're drawing the line, and let's see where we go. Hopefully this will actually lead us into some kind of real positive direction. Otherwise, generally the experience is that as long as devotees live in the city, as long as milk and milk products are cheap, then we just continue to opt for this alternative, and very few people are really thinking about making the more committed, expensive alternative that Srila Prabhupada wanted from our farming communities, liaising with our city communities as well. So that's the news, and be online again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.